Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
All right, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We traveled down to Atlanta to talk to Tara Sullivan from the Boston Globe. Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Speaking from the floor of the media center here in the middle of Radio Row.
Nice.
Very nice. Tell us the scene around you right now. What do you see? Who's famous around?
Well, I can't even see anybody. I'm in the center aisle, but I just, you know, it's just one of those buzzy days at the Super Bowl because you can just see all the radio stations lined up at these tables and different people filtering through and all the tall guys who play for the NFL. It's just a funny scene. You know, it's one I wish more people could see sometimes.
How many Super Bowls have you covered?
You know, somebody asked me that yesterday. I think it's 12, but I'm not certain. I'd have to verify that. But it's in double digits then.
So when you're in a room like that, does anybody knock your socks off, or does it still like the job? Like Jeff and I sometimes
really
get.
That's a good question. You know, that's a really good question. Yeah. I mean, for me, like when Joe Montana one time walked by me, I was like, wow, you know, like that's somebody because I grew up in the 80s. You know, Phil Simms is a great one for me because I grew up in New Jersey and, you know, he was the guy. So sure, sometimes they do, but mostly no. Your head down and you're just trying to work and get some interviews.
Tara, tell me this. If the Patriots are to win the Super Bowl, why would Tom Brady come back?
Why would Tom Brady come back? Because he can, because he still just loves playing. And I know that's such a kind of a trite answer and doesn't make sense to some people, but he just relishes like being in that locker room, and I think he's, you know, just hyper aware of you could be in your 40s and a whole chapter of your life is done. You know, the life of a professional athlete is just finite, and they hit the retirement circuit early, so he's just trying to make it last as long as he can. I just think he loves playing, and he is, knock wood on his case, you know, pretty healthy still.
I understand that. It's just to me, boy, what a perfect exit, especially at his age. Just go out the door. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you later. On the other hand, I think Bill Belichick is in this until somebody tells him that he has to go home.
As my dad would joke, they're going to take him out of there in a box.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. I don't see what else, you know, would ever fulfill him in a way that this does or keep him, you know, occupied in a way that this does. He certainly is a family guy and other things like that, but football, that's it for Belichick, right? And I mean, there's no reason to think. I even think he'd be electrified or energized by staying on beyond Brady, you know, to do it with somebody else. Like, I think that's the kind of thing that would challenge him in a way. So I'm with you. I think there's no scenario in which, you know, they would ride off into the sunset together.
All right, Tara, I guarantee you, I'm the only one that's going to ask you this question all week. Okay.
Okay.
How's our guy Brian Hoyer doing? And is he ready to play? Should Tom Brady go down?
He is absolutely ready to play.
Good.
He's done such a good job as a scout guy that I think he's, you know, he's ready. He's been busy. You know, the style of quarterback they faced has changed a lot. Listen, you guys love him. I can understand why. You know, he's really, really well respected in the locker room. You know, Tom obviously has a lot of trust and faith in having him in that room. And he's ready, but probably not great for the Patriots if they have to call on him.
Tara Sullivan joining us. Tara, you're talking to a couple of guys who went to Kent State University, the alma mater of one Julian Edelman.
Yeah,
we had the pleasure of watching Julian play quarterback here. I got to tell you, I can't believe that he's become the wide receiver that he's become in the NFL and such an integral part of what the Patriots do. How has he grown since he's been there? Because he was a special teams guy to begin with, and now he's key.
Oh, he is absolutely key. It's funny. I was doing a story the other week, a couple weeks ago, on kind of the value of being a multi-sport athlete, because I find that interesting. And I can't remember, maybe it was with like the Kyler Murray stuff and, you know, and Patrick Mahomes having a baseball background. So I kind of went around the room to talk to guys about that. And so you end up in a discussion of like, who's the best pure athlete, you know, who's really good. And everybody brings up Julian, you know, it's just, he has, so start with that, right? I mean, the guy is just a freak athlete. And just the ability to learn whatever's put in front, you know, that is such an incredible skill that some guys have in the NFL and some guys don't. And that's okay. It's not a knock on the other guys, but Julian has that ability to absorb it all. He is, you know, so incredibly tough. I mean, let's be honest, he'll take any hit over the middle too. So there's just a lot of stuff. We talk about Tom Brady's circle of trust. You know, Edelman is absolutely a charter member, him and Gronk. You know, those two guys are just incredible safety blankets for Brady, and you see it on the field. And you're right, the development over the years, I'm not sure anybody saw it coming to this degree. Look at how much they missed him last year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a huge addition to have him back in the offense this year.
Tara Sullivan joining us from the Boston Globe. And I want to ask you this, because we watched the press conference. First of all, I was reading your story that you have up right now about Roger Goodell's mouth moved, but he said nothing as usual, which is, you know, we sat there and listened to the entire press conference on the air with all of Cleveland yesterday, and I think you hit the nail on the head right there. His mouth moved, but he didn't say anything. What are your big takeaways from that?
Yeah, I feel like it's such an exercise in futility. You know, we come here every year. There's always issues. The fact that he so rarely answers questions from the public, the fact that he had never said anything public, you know, since that NFC Championship game and the blown call. Like, I just, as I say in the column, like, you know, leadership by absence is not leadership. And I just think it's unfortunate. Listen, we understand what he does, right? He meets the bottom line. The league makes money. The owners work for, you know, he works for the owners and he makes the money. I get that. But you're still the public face of the league. And to punt on every question and to talk in circles about, you know, innovation, it's hard to listen to. When you see what other commissioners are able to do, whether, you know, an Adam Silver or whatever, there's just so much of a better way to be the public face of your league and not insult our intelligence with some of the things he said yesterday.
Tara, let me go back to the Patriots for a second. We were chatting about this earlier in the week, and we didn't mean any disrespect to anybody who's played for New England. They've certainly had some terrific offensive talent. But it's not as if Tom Brady has been surrounded by you know, Hall of Fame guys. You know, like, take a look at Ben Roethlisberger. He has Antonio Brown.
Right.
He's got Le'Veon Bell. They had some big time talent there. And Tom has had Randy Moss for a little while.
Right, for the duration.
Yeah,
yep.
Gronk might be the only Hall of Famer that has been a Patriot his entire career. So is that a credit to Tom? Is it a credit to Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick, or an odd combination of the three?
Yes. I think I would go with your final answer there. I mean, the system that is in place, the consistency of that system, and I don't just mean the offensive system, whether, you know, it's McDaniels for most of that time. It's kind of the, you know, just the structure that is in place. What the Patriots, I think, do better than anybody is when a guy comes in with a unique skill set. You mentioned Edelman. He's a great example. Cordarrelle Patterson is a great example. When they come in with what is it they do best, and how can we incorporate that into our game plan, our offense in this case? So to me, that's what, you know, James White, look at the ways they have found to use him in different parts of the offense. That's what sets them apart. And because it is the same people in charge, you know, when they try to do those things, when they change what you're doing, when they give you new packages, guys trust in it because there's a history of it working. So, yes, Tom is great. His accuracy is great. His willingness to work with guys, you know, that makes a difference. But to me, it's like the structure that's in place that has allowed it to happen for as long as it has.
What are your thoughts on the game? Do you like the Patriots?
I do, because, you know what, I think they have, in addition to kind of peaking at the right time, which is important, I feel like they have a bit of mojo this year. Like, there is something a little different in the things that they've been through this year. And, you know, the underdog stuff gets a little old, and I don't know how much I believe that they believe that anyway. But they have sort of – it has bonded them in a way. So I think that's on their side. I saw it a lot with the Red Sox winning this year. You know, so I think they have a little bit of that. And listen, if they keep Brady upright, you know, and he doesn't hit the turf, I mean, I don't see how they don't win, to be honest.
I think that's interesting. And
But it'll be hard. This will be the hardest game to keep him upright, right? I mean, that's the hell of a pass rush they have to contain in this game. But you guys probably have seen that stat or mentioned it. He is the only quarterback this postseason who hasn't been sacked, and that's been an absolutely huge part of why they're still here.
How much do the Patriots like Josh Gordon, or were they just renting him knowing that there was trouble along the way?
Well, I think you can have both of those be true, because I think they rented him knowing that that was highly likely something might, you know, a hurdle might come up, and it did. But they did really like him. And I think watching now, like, what he was able to do, when you hear from people how difficult it is sometimes to learn the Patriots stuff and to be able to get up to speed quickly, you know, I think it was a credit to Gordon and his football ability that he was able to contribute in the time he was there. I find him to be just, you know, wholly really just a sad story. And I think the Patriots have remained, if you see the reports lately, you know, they're staying as part of his recovery process. So I do think that they want to see him, you know, succeed and maybe if he ever comes back to the league, come back to them.
Another question about an article you guys have. The Bill Belichick suddenly has a personality. Where is this coming from? I mean, we think it's
talking about football history. Where do you get this evidence from?
Well, you know, he was here for like 30 seconds and he put all the media in a corner, so it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he does have. It's funny. I've been trying to do something for Sunday on, you know, kind of getting some behind the scenes looks out of it. It's just hard, you know. It's just, but they all do insist that you know, he is much funnier behind the scenes, and he, you know, there is a personality, a nice guy. He just chooses, obviously, makes a very conscious choice not to show much of it through the regular media channels.
That was well said.
That's what they pay me for.
Yeah, one day I'll go, I'm on to the Boston Globe. Sorry. I'm on to the Globe.
That's right. I'm on to the Globe. Hey, I'm on to next week. Yeah, he coined that one, and everybody uses it now. It's great.
Let me throw one other. Kyrie Irving, the situation there in Boston with him, just because I want to ask you your thoughts on that.
Funny. It's like I'm watching it from afar because I'm sort of as curious as everybody. I think, they just, you know, the Celtics. Do you mean it specifically with Anthony Davis and maybe him wanting to reunite with LeBron?
More about his – it's the LeBron stuff for us.
The reports that he might not return to Boston.
I was not around – when he said some of that stuff about, you know, finally reconnecting with LeBron. So I've been reading it as well. Fascinating to me. I do think guys can mature and change and realize, like, I was young and stupid, but it's not a great look to be talking about that stuff, you know, when you're still leading the Celtics and when the Celtics got to the conference final without you and now they're still searching for their chemistry this year. So, you know, I'm like you guys, honestly, fascinated to kind of watch that play out. The NBA in this sort of, you know, veering towards so much of the players dictating where they play. I find the whole thing just weird and different and sort of fascinating in its own way.
Tara, best of luck at the Super Bowl this week. I see you're also Irish dance teacher, too. Do you get to do that?
That is my other life.
I've been watching Outlander for the last couple of days, and I just like, these guys all look at me like I'm crazy. My wife got me into it.
Season one is fantastic. Fantastic.
How is the dancing on that show before I get yelled at by everybody else here?
Well, very different. The Scottish dancing with the side-to-side swords is a little bit different than Irish step dancing. I would encourage you to, you know, put in a Riverdance DVD or something to get a little bit better taste of the Irish step. But still all comes from the same cultural touchstone, at least.
I got you. All right. I finally found someone that'll talk Outlander with me. Thanks, Tara.
Oh, my God.
It.
Love that show. Yes. Yeah, love it. Thanks,
Tara.
Thanks. It was fun.
It's unbelievable.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Tara. Appreciate it. Okay, make sure you read her online, especially at the Boston Globe.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside? I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.